Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the situation with Elon Musk seems to have gotten a lot worse. Now, unfortunately, his name has been popping up a lot in politics over the past week again. Not only did Donald Trump mention Elon Musk by name in a recent phone call with Scott Jennings, he said that Elon has quote-unquote problems. But then Elon's name got inserted into the Epstein survivor rally when Thomas Massie and other people were asked, will Elon Musk help support this venture as Donald Trump and other Republicans tried to take you down? So all of this had me wondering, what's been going on with Elon Musk lately? I started to scroll through his Twitter or his X, whatever you want to call it. And as I scrolled through it, I realized the Elon Musk situation has gotten much, much worse. We've seen him fall down this own right-wing pipeline for the past 2 years, but it seems like he got dragged deeper into his own far, far right algorithm, and I want to get there. First, let's just start off with this clip of Donald Trump addressing Elon Musk. He says, you know, I like him, he's 80% genius, but 20% of him does have some problems, which... this is all directly coming from Donald Trump's lived experience with Elon Musk in the White House. Not even 5 months ago, when Elon Musk was taking the personal data of millions of Americans, huffing ketamine, and walking around the White House, slashing agencies that are necessary. Now, Trump admits openly he has some problems. Could you imagine if Biden had a bunch of, you know, advisors around him? He fires a few of them. We find out that they're drug addicts. And he says, yeah, he had some problems. Like, this would never, ever pass in any other reality. So let's take a listen.
Well, I don't think he has a choice. So what's he going to do? He's going to go with the radical left lunatics? You know, they're lunatics. I don't think he has a choice. He's a man of common sense. He's a good man. He got off the reservation incorrectly. And that's okay because, you know, it's just one of those things. But he's a good person. He's got... you know, 80% super genius, and then 20% he's got some problems. And when he works out the 20%, he'll be great. But he's got some difficulty, but I liked him. I always like him. I like him now. But he went off the reservation, and he wished he didn't do it.
I don't know about that. I don't know if Elon Musk has any regrets. He seems like he's continuing to go off the rails. I mean, we also got this article. Trump will host top tech CEOs, except Elon Musk, at a White House dinner. He'll host a high-power list of tech CEOs. You see Bill Gates, Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, a dozen other executives from the biggest AI and tech firms. But Elon Musk is not going to be there whatsoever. I'm sure he's worn out his welcome at the White House, and he's too busy melting down on Truth Social about, I don't know, race realist stuff, which we'll get to in just one moment, but I do want to talk about the Epstein list and the Epstein survivors. Thomas Massie has been doing a lot of work. I disagree with Thomas Massie on a lot. He's a Republican. I'm not. But he and Representative Ro Khanna and Representative Robert Garcia have put their differences to the side and have done a lot of great work. Now Trump is bankrolling a campaign to the tune of $20 million against Thomas Massie to get him primaried by a more MAGA Republican who will hypothetically be more loyal to Trump. Now the Republican Party has swayed so far to the right that Thomas Massie is now considered not Republican enough or a rhino. Let's take a listen to him being asked, will Elon Musk help bankroll this if you are getting attacked?
From the White House, are they trying to whip the votes in one way or another? We're just looking for clarity on what you're hearing from the Trump administration.
Well, the president attacks me in tweets frequently and in, you know, press interviews, and they're spending $2 million against me. Probably they'll spend about $20 million when it's all over with in my congressional district trying to keep me from getting reelected. So when people say, are you worried about ramifications from this? I'm already getting the ramifications.
But is Elon Musk going to help you?
That's a different topic, far afield. What's that? Okay.
I didn't hear a no answer whatsoever. Elon Musk has floated the idea of helping fund people who will push back against, I don't know, the budget inflation. Elon Musk cares a lot about the deficit, a year-over-year deficit in our long-term debt. Thomas Massie seems to be aligned with him on that, and the Epstein files, and a few other key issues. So Elon Musk has floated the idea of funding campaigns in the opposite way that Trump is. And you know, money in politics is really a hell of a thing. Let me know, should I make a whole video about Citizens United and money in politics just to break it down? I could definitely do that. Drop a like if you want me to. Keep in mind, this was all catalyzed by the fact that Elon Musk said, time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. This entire fight happened because the big ugly bill was about to be passed. It got passed. And it was going to increase the debt long term. So Elon Musk then partnered with Thomas Massie, and that's why they're asking him, hey, would you help fund this? I really quickly want to show you this clip of an Epstein survivor who says she voted for Trump because she thought that he would bring accountability, but she's been utterly disappointed. We see this theme a lot. It's the same theme with Elon Musk. Elon Musk thought that for some reason he could control Trump. Let me know what you think about this in the comment section. This woman has obviously been through hell.
I have to ask you about someone who wasn't supportive today, and that is Donald Trump in the Oval Office calling what was happening in your discussion the Epstein hoax. He repeatedly called it a Democratic hoax, even though you were accompanied by Republican members of the House as you were standing there. How did you feel about that when you heard that word applied to what was happening there?
So I'm going to go off of my survivor sister, Haley Robertson, and I voted for him. I voted for Trump. And for him to say what he's saying is beyond me, because I put my hope in him and he's supposed to protect us. And for him to say that this is a joke and that it's sides. This is not sides. We will say it time and time again. None of us are up there accusing him of anything. There is no one that is accusing him of any wrongdoing. So for the fact that he is saying those things and saying it's a hoax, who are you hiding for then? Because if it's not you, then who is it? And that scares me. Who is it?
That is a really interesting framework. So Donald Trump is out there. He's covering, but none of the survivors have even mentioned him or targeted him. So why is he so defensive? We ask that question on this show all the time. Why is he so damn defensive? It makes you more suspicious. But hearing that from a survivor who voted for him, a very, very unique perspective right there. Now, to continue, I want to end this off by showing you some crazy stuff coming out of Elon Musk's Twitter feed. The situation is genuinely getting worse, because something that I try to explain on this show all the time is that in independent media, in pro-democracy media spaces, let's say, I consider myself maybe a more left-leaning media space. In this space, we are fighting an uphill battle due to the sheer volume and grip that right-wingers have over the ecosystem. They not only own the algorithm, Elon Musk owns the damn platform. Like, he literally owns the platform. So he posts these insane tweets, or he signal boosts them by reposting them, retweeting them, quote tweeting them. And they get tens of millions of views. They get 15, 18. One of them had 52 million views, and it was about immigration into the UK. So Elon Musk is carpet bombing the Twitter feed with posts about trans kids, immigration into Europe, and the political systems of other countries. The reason why I say the situation got so much worse is because Elon Musk got a taste of power by successfully influencing the US election through lack of social cohesion, like worsening social cohesion through social media, spreading lies on social media. I do not believe that Elon Musk tampered with the election. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. No Democratic leader, no leader has claimed that. Nobody credible has claimed that. But what I do believe is that Elon Musk very intentionally manipulated the algorithm to manipulate people's minds with a propaganda campaign, and then used his money to very clearly bribe people into registering to vote in red districts. All of these things are true. Now, voter suppression is very, very real. Minority communities have been targeted by this in a surgical way for a while, but the point is, Elon Musk realized that he can sway an election in the United States and decided to take that model, and he's now trying to sway UK elections, other elections in the continent of Europe. So someone posted, Canada, a trans-identified male has been arrested after breaking into a family's home and sexually assaulting their toddler. They use she/her pronouns. Okay, so all of this is just culture war drivel. I'm going to say this as clearly as possible. Crime is bad. Assaulting a toddler is bad. But what Elon Musk is doing is trying to pluck these one-off scenarios, making things up about people being trans, or if they are trans or non-gender confirming, he tries to elevate those cases. He tries to paint a stereotype off of one-off cases. So when he says something is seriously wrong, trans sex hormone drugs are driving extreme violence, that is a lie. That claim is entirely made up by Elon Musk. There's no credible scientific evidence of that. And a lot of watchdogs for these different scientific orgs have explicitly refuted that. It does not work like that. If you think that that makes people more violent, you should look at the violence rates among men. Men commit like 90% of some of these violent crimes. But we're not using that to like ban men from doing things. Elon Musk then says, low birth rate is the number one threat to the West, followed by migration. And he's responding to an actual Nazi account that said, replacement migration is the greatest threat the West faces. This is just the great replacement theory. He's simply trying to claim that Western populations are being intentionally replaced by brown migrants. That is the claim that Elon Musk is trying to make. It's not true. I like how he cites low birth rate as being a threat, meaning we won't have enough jobs or people in the workforce to fill these jobs. But then he says migration is also a threat. So the people who are going to fill the jobs aren't allowed to come over here. How about there's a controlled way for people to immigrate in a safe, streamlined manner that doesn't take 9 years and isn't dangerous, and we're able to vet people to make sure that, you know, people come over here and live a better life and contribute. Then Riley Gaines says, the UK is a police state that prioritizes abusers, pedophiles, minorities. Elon Musk boosts that and it gets 12 million views. Just so you know, none of this stuff is even true. What Elon Musk is doing is taking the most inflammatory, insane rhetoric and boosting it to tens of millions of people. I was scrolling through his feed and he's basically just retweeting a bunch of one-off cases of like black teenagers stealing from a store. He'll retweet that, then 11 million people will see this one-off case, and Elon is trying to very clearly pump people, push people towards one direction. This one says, my observation is that a major driver of white male becoming trans is the relentless propaganda portraying white men as the worst human beings. I don't see that propaganda. I'm a white man. I don't see propaganda like that. I think society has progressed in a pretty fair and balanced way to allow other people to have opportunities. He says, if those lies land, especially during vulnerable teen years, and they are given an option to be a celebrated group, some will do it. This got 24 million views and 240,000 likes. I didn't even realize this got so many likes. And I'm sure a lot of these are bots, but a lot of people do believe this shit. It's absolute culture war BS. This dude's weaving like three random concepts into one tweet. So he's talking about white males being hated too much. He's talking about trans propaganda. He's talking about certain groups being elevated. Like, get your narrative straight. He then says, only way out is to fight for your freedom. And he's boosting a right-wing MP. And it's got 18 million views. So yes, the Elon Musk situation has gotten much worse. Donald Trump did say that he has problems, but I think our problems go far beyond his drug addiction. I think it's the platform that he currently has. And I just want to use this as an opportunity to say, what we are building at Mockler Media, the ship that I am currently trying to steer, I'm trying to push it in a direction that intentionally pushes back against this type of relentless propaganda. What we want is to build an infrastructure of pure facts, make sure that we have the statistics on our side. I'm going to go in and I'm going to debate these folks. I'm going to make sure that I have the facts when I debate them, and I'm going to take them down so that we can flood the zone with our own facts, with the real facts, rather than constantly being at the behest of whatever Elon Musk is spreading to his, you know, what was it, 24 million views of that day. We got to keep pushing back. On the Adam Mockler channel, we pull 3 million views, sometimes 4 million views per day. So we are pushing back, but not quite at the rate Elon Musk is. If you want to help the venture, make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.